USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will be in New York City's Lower Manhattan tomorrow for the ceremony commemorating the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The ceremony includes the reading of the names of the nearly 3,000 people who were killed on 9/11. There will be moments of silence and bell tolls. The ceremony will largely be similar to what it has been in the past. President Biden not expected to speak at any of the three ceremonies. Saudi Arabia is again proclaiming its innocence in the 9/11 terrorist attacks while victims' families push for transparency. Nearly 3,000 people were murdered on that day by 19 Islamic terrorists, 15 of them who were from Saudi Arabia. Three Saudi government officials were questioned, then cleared by the 9/11 Commission in testimony that's remained sealed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients says the Delta variant is driving the surge of new infections across the United States. Zients saying this outbreak remains a pandemic of the unvaccinated, the same thing President Biden continues to say. As far as if using that rhetoric is helpful to get people vaccinated, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire tells Fox News,
if you think his obvious disdain for the people who have not gotten vaccinated helps people like me convince the vaccine hesitant to get vaccinated, you're absolutely wrong. The message should be these vaccines are doing a great job at protecting people from severe illness and death, and you should encourage everyone to talk to their doctor.
Governor Gavin Newsom is projected to win big in California's recall election. A new poll from UC Berkeley indicates Democrat Newsom has a commanding lead of more than 20 points in the special election. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A new poll says the vast majority of Americans remember where they were on September 11, 2001. That's the day nearly 3,000 people were killed in terrorist attacks in New York City, Pennsylvania, and the Washington, D.C. area. The survey from the Chicago Council on Global Affairs and Ipsos says 92% remember where they were in addition to what they were doing on that fateful day. 3 days after the terrorist attack, former President George W. Bush visited Ground Zero.
I want you all to know that America today is on bended knee in prayer for the people whose lives were lost here, for the workers who work here, for the families who mourn. This nation stands with the good people of New York City as we mourn the loss of thousands of our citizens. I can hear you. I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.